Obama posters weren't the only souvenirs of the stadium in Denver last night. After the big acceptance speech, the scavenging began. NPR's Robert Smith has more.
I saw Rob Payne walking out of the stadium carrying this 15-foot-long pole with a giant American flag, and I just had to ask, did they say you could take this with you?
No, I'm trying to find the event staffers to get it, so I can't find them anywhere.
Is this going to show up on eBay?
Oh, heck no. It'll show up on my front yard.
And what will it remind you of?
Hopefully a night that changed this country for the better.
So what does the discriminating Obama collector want? 17-year-old Eric Pigeon had his arms full with all the political signs he could find on the ground.
Everything I can get my hands on.
If you can get something with the Barack Obama's name on it, you're going to take it away from here.
If it fits in the car, I'm taking it.
For some Democrats, no piece of trash was too insignificant to be imbued with history. Tony Dickinson had collected the plastic cups that the sodas were served in.
The fact that it has been at this event just makes it much more meaningful.
I should note these cups didn't even have Obama's name on them. At least Duff Lilly picked up something that was featured on television.
I have a handful of confetti. I have actually a knapsack full of confetti.
How can trash left behind at a convention speech become
crazy.
History?
It's the infusion of the passion within every little thing that's here, living and otherwise.
Well, not quite everything soaked up that passion. As I leave the stadium, I notice that no Democrat has picked up the piles of half-eaten pretzels or crushed water bottles that litter the floor under their seats. Those mementos will end up in the dustbin of history. Robert Smith, NPR News, Denver.
There you have it. Team coverage of every part of the Democratic National Convention. You can hear Barack Obama's speech to the convention at NPR.org, where you will also find analysis, profiles, and blogs.